Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Hey, it's Demi Lovato, and you're listening to Kids Kids Day.
You heard right. It's Kids Kids Day, everybody.
Yay! So
we're going to be trying to raise money for our Kids Kids trip this year. And if you're just learning about Kids Kids, basically what we want to do is treat children with life-altering conditions on a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Walt Disney World in Orlando, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about once-in-a-lifetime trip because everything is going to be paid for.
Yeah, no wallets needed.
No, they could leave those at home if they want because they're just going to get on a plane that Southwest Airlines hooks us up with. By the way, you can call the Southwest Airlines call center this morning to donate at 888-SWA-KIDS with a Z. That's 888-792-5433.
JC, you know why else it's once in a lifetime?
Why?
Because of the experience that these kids get to have there. It's not just going to Walt Disney World. It's going to Walt Disney World on, for most of them, a chartered airplane, right?
Uh-huh.
That Southwest lets us borrow, and we get to hang out in a hangar before we board the plane. Totally different experience. And then they don't have to wait in lines. You know, in the park,
yeah.
Which is, that's the big, it's probably
VIP.
The biggest perk. Yeah,
VIP.
They're VIP. They're VIP. It's so cool.
Not waiting in line is the best thing at Disney World. Not the actual rides. Not waiting in line. Because you know how grumpy kids would get if they have to wait in line?
Amen.
We want to keep our kids happy.
Yeah, they're superstars.
Oh, yeah. From the text, morning, y'all. I'm so sorry to bother you guys. Is there any way someone can text me back the number to text for donations? Look, we're going to hook you up with this all morning long. Don't you worry about it. But Big Al Max got your back with the text number.
Sure. Text KID, that's KIDD, to 52000. An automatic $10 donation will appear on your phone bill. And, of course, data and messaging rates do apply. And if you just want to check out some of the pictures of past trips, please go to kidskids.org. You can donate there as well. It's KIDDS.org. Or just call them. And you can talk and have an actual conversation with a real person. Dialing 888-SWA-KIDS, that's KIDZ, there's people set up in a room at Southwest Airlines right now, and they're waiting on your phone call.
Oh, there's nothing worse than working at a call center and the phones don't ring.
Right. So you're just there like, why did I get up?
Yes, please call.
Yes.
Say hello. Check on them. See how they're doing.
Right.
We got to keep these people busy.
You know what? Just if you have a big dollar amount you want to give, just call back repeatedly during the day. Just keep adding to it.
Oh, yeah.
Keep those phones ringing.
And, hey, and even if you don't, you know, if you don't have a lot of money to spend, $10, $20 is great.
Yeah.
The majority
piece
of the
together with all of y'all.
Man, $5
every
great.
Day. Yeah.
Anything.
Yeah.
Anything you can
really
help us
up.
With.
That's 888-792-5439.
And we're still going to try to bring you a little bit of the regular show. We still got Beat the Bank
Extreme
this morning. You could win $10,000 on Kids Kids Day.
Wouldn't that be something?
Wouldn't that be pretty
right?
awesome? We would love that.
You better give
for you.
A little bit back.
Well, they're not required to do that if that's out of the, you know.
Yeah. It's up to
no
you.
Rules.
It'd be like, bye.
And we do have a special surprise from Caroline Craddock. That's Kid Craddock's daughter.
Okay.
And now she is the CEO of Kids Kids. Mm-hmm. She's the one in charge of keeping his legacy alive when it comes to his charity work. So she'll be in the studio here in about, man, just over an hour.
Okay.
Hooking us up with something special, she says.
Got it.
She's been doing something nice for us. And let's meet one of the Kids Kids going on this year's trip.
Okay.
Sebastian, he's 10 years old, has two brothers and a sister, and his mom tells us a little bit about him.
My name is Stacey Flowers, and I have Sebastian Leha. Everything is due to being born 17 weeks early. So he had a major brain bleed on the right side, a level 4, which caused cerebral palsy, and kids make fun of him. How he walks, why does he walk like that? Why he does certain things the way he does? He comes home, and there's been nights where he's cried himself to sleep for weeks because kids pick on him. It's always sad to see your kids go through something you can't protect them from. You tell them to laugh it off and just keep walking, hold your head up, but you know, even an adult can't even do that, you know, walk. So his biggest thing is, I want to be like everybody else, and I can't give him that. I think that this is making dreams come true, literally. You're making these kids happy, and they're meeting other kids like them. You can't put a price on that kind of gift. The whole point of this is not that even, I mean, the Disney World is amazing. It's great. It's going to be amazing. I can never provide that to my kids, but he's going to see kids just like him. And that's all I ever wanted was for him to know that he isn't special needs, he is special. What has happened to him has made him special and unique. And how many people can say they were born 17 weeks early, weighing 1 pound, 5.2 ounces, and doctors telling me to turn off the machines? And I wouldn't do it, you know. So, yeah, to me, he's very special. And he's going to see other kids just like him. And he's going to know that he's something magical. And he's a miracle. He wasn't even supposed to walk or talk or anything.
And he's doing all of those things, right?
Yep. Slams the door and tells me he hates me all the time.
Oh, no. Typical teenage boy. Almost teenage boy.
Look, Sebastian's mom, Stacy, hit the nail right on the head. This trip lifts these kids because, like she said, a lot of the times they feel like they're different.
Right. Yeah.
And look, here's the thing. If you're listening in your car and you feel like you're a little bit different, we're all different. The good thing about you, Sebastian, is that you're special, like your mom said.
That's nice to see.
And the great thing about this trip is the parents sometimes feel like they're the only ones going through this, or the families feel like they're the only ones going through this. And they get to actually on this trip bond with other families, sometimes making lifelong friendships, but deal with people that are going through the same things.
And if you're in the car right now with, you know, you're with your friends, you're carpooling, and you're going to school, and there's a kid like that at your school, be nice.
Yeah. Yeah, just say hi.
I know a lot of the times it's easier to laugh along with what the other kids are saying, but it takes a bigger person to step up and say,
reach out.
Yeah, reach out. Sit with them. Make them feel welcome.
Yeah, sometimes they just, it's not that they make fun of them. Sometimes they just ignore them.
Like,
they're not there. Yeah.
I guarantee you those kids will remember you for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
If you just be nice.
Yeah.
That's all you have to do. And if you want to know what this trip does for a family, we actually have Gia on the phone right now. She's an auntie.
Ah.
Yes, of auntie one of our Gia. kids from back in 2007.
No. Oh.
Abigail Atkins is the kid's kid, who's probably a kid's woman now. hi, Gia.
Hi.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm great. How are y'all?
Doing great. You're going to give us an update on what's going on with the family?
Yes. So Abigail has just excelled in every way possible. She tried out for cheerleader when she was in seventh grade, and I was really apprehensive because she's in a wheelchair and there's a lot she can't do as a cheerleader. But she made it, and she's made it every year since. And in fact, this year she tried out for captain, and she made captain.
Wow.
Oh, she made captain?
That's awesome.
Yes. So, but other than that, she is very smart. She is number two in her class of her senior year this year.
Great.
And she just got accepted to Texas A&M.
All right, she'll be an Aggie.
Wow.
All right.
Yes.
She's crazy.
And she's going into, she's going to dual major in genetics and biochemistry.
Whoa.
Wow.
Whoa. I couldn't even have one major.
Yeah.
I couldn't even be undecided white.
So back in 2007, we're probably talking to Abigail about Mickey and Minnie and Pluto, and now she wants to talk about science.
Holy moly.
Right.
That's awesome.
Does she bring up the trip quite a bit? Does that get brought up at family reunions?
Yes. We have a montage that we play that y'all posted on YouTube, and she likes to watch that every once in a while. She'll bring some of the girls over to my house, and we'll watch it, see how little she was. In fact, there's one picture where Big Al's giving her a kiss on the cheek. Mm-hmm. So
sorry about that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A lot of those going around.
Kids love kisses from Big Al.
He's
gotten better.
That's awesome. I'm the best kisser on the show. That's been documented.
Oh, so you can't.
That's been documented.
You can't say that.
That's according to the back of his hand.
Yeah. When we're talking about kissing a kid's kid just on the cheek, that's just random, bro. Well, Gia, you tell Abigail we're so proud of her, and tell her we say hello. Give her a big hug for us, okay?
I will. Thank y'all so much.
Absolutely.
Happy Kids Day.
Gia, have a wonderful day. Abigail's a senior in high school after going on the trip, and a cheerleading captain.
Awesome.
That's great, man.
And smart.
Incredibly smart.
Double major?
Did she say biochemistry or something?
I couldn't pronounce it.
Yeah.
I've already forgot.
Yeah.
That's so dumb.
But look, you see what this does. She said it herself. It lifts these kids.
Lifts them up, man.
Go to kidskids.org if you would like to donate. There's other ways to do that as well. You can text the word KID, K-I-D-D, to 52000. $10 will be added to your phone bill at the end of the month. You can do that up to five times.
Yep.
Or you can call the Southwest Airlines call center and talk to one of the wonderful people from Southwest Airlines. What's that phone number again, Big Al?
Sure. It's 888-792-5439. And if you can't remember that, it's just 888-SWA. K-I-D-Z.
Look, we can't go on this trip if we don't raise the money.
Mm-hmm. That'd be embarrassing.
And we've already invited everyone, so please help.
Oof. Wouldn't that be awful? Sorry.
How embarrassing it is to show somewhere and try and put your credit card down and it doesn't go through?
Right.
Imagine us at Southwest Airlines not having enough money to pay for the trip.
It's basically what's going to happen. We can't show up to Disney World. They won't give us a hotel room.
No.
We're going to be living in tents.
Might need to collect a little money for Al on the side.
Right?
He can't even afford popcorn.
Dude, yeah.
Al's car declined earlier this year.
I would give $4.
Four or $5.
Tomorrow is Al's day. Okay, today's Kids Day, so that's what we're doing.
Thank you.
We do have some gossip coming your way, though.
Yeah, celebrities keep doing funny, weird stuff. Post Malone, he's changed his looks, and he hopes that won't change the way you feel about him.
Okay.
And Bruno Mars had to pay someone to sing him Happy Birthday.
We'll tell you
that story next. Hey, it's Ariana Grande.
Hi, this is Sam Smith here.
Hey, guys, it's Taylor. I wanted to say a huge thank you for helping to raise money for Kids.
This is Selena Gomez, and you are listening to Kids Day. Please text KIDD to 52000 to make a $10 donation. Thank you for your support of Kids and the legacy of Kid Craft.
Thank you, Selena Gomez.
Uh-huh.
And look, maybe you're not into the text life. It's all good. We covered every angle. You can also call the Southwest Airlines call center. What's that phone number, Big Al, Matt?
It's 888-SWA-KIDZ. That's 888-792-5439. You can also donate online at kidskids.org, KIDDSKIDS.org, or you can donate by eating. Go buy a raisin.
If you're still confused, go to any of our social medias and just click a link or swipe up. It's somewhere on there.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Go to Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. They'll get 15% of their day's net proceeds to Kids.
And look, today is Kids Day. This is the one show a year where we ask you, we beg you to donate money so that we can make this trip happen for 58 families. Mm-hmm. And this is all expenses paid. Hotel, everything's taken care of. Like Jenna said earlier, you could literally leave your wallet at home if you want, because that's how we want to treat the families. And we touched on it at the beginning of the show where Kid Craddock used to call this a healthy kid tax.
Yeah.
Because you never know what's going to happen. Now, Avery's going to join us on the Kids trip this year. And a little over a year ago, Avery's life changed forever. Her mom, Katie, thought there might be a big problem, but she never thought it was this big.
Last summer, she started randomly throwing up once a week, every Sunday. We thought she was allergic to church, and she started to get just little mild headaches. And then she started falling asleep during the afternoon, taking naps, and we actually thought she might have had diabetes. And they ran some blood work just for diabetes. Then Monday, they called us and said that she didn't have diabetes, and they wanted us to pick her up from school immediately and take her straight to Cook's ER. And we were in the emergency room maybe 15 minutes. I mean, they were moving fast. And that's when they just spit it out, and they just said there was a large mass. It was about 4 inches in diameter, so pretty big in an 8-year-old's little head. They thought it was cancerous. It wasn't. She has juvenile pilocytic astrocytoma, or JPA. It's one of the most common brain tumors in children. It is benign. However, it was on her brainstem, so they were not able to remove the whole thing. It did grow as well. At the 3-month scan, it has grown, but the last 9 months, it's been stable. The biggest hit was the day after her surgery. She was responding, squeezing fingers, opening her eyes. But then about 24 hours later, she stopped responding. And that's when they told us that she had what's called posterior fossa syndrome. It messes with the brainstem and the cerebellum. So anything that part of the brain does, she couldn't do. She was mute for over 3 months. Couldn't speak, couldn't cry, she couldn't smile, she couldn't move. She was very depressed. She just laid in her hospital bed and watched YouTube. August 23rd,
was the last time we heard her talk, and then the next word was November 1st.
My name is Avery, and it's Kids Kids Day. Donate now.
So, your kid.
You had to end with that?
Oh my gosh.
Yes, because that's Avery talking right there. And look, we've had this a lot in the past where we had families say, my daughter or my son has not spoken. My son or daughter has not smiled until today. This is how powerful this trip can be.
Done.
And this is how quickly life can change. Where you think your kid is okay and you take them to the hospital, and before you know it, they're having surgery. On their brain, fighting for the lives, no longer able to do what they were able to do 3 days prior.
Yeah,
no talking, no speaking, no walking, no smiling.
No nothing.
So this is why we want to send them to Disney World, because it lifts their spirits, because they're beat down at the hospital so much. It's constant.
It does. Machines. We see a lot of these incredible miracle-type moments on the trip with kids that we haven't been around them until the trip, and so we don't know until their parents reveal to us, oh my gosh, he's smiling with his eyes, and this is the most expression we've seen in a whole year on his face. And so you can tell they're really, they really know where they are, and they're really enjoying the moment in Disney.
Again, that number you can text is KID, K-I-D-D, to 52000. $10 will be added to your phone bill. You can do that up to five times, or call the Southwest Airlines call center, 888-792-5439.
Speak of Southwest Airlines, JC.
I will speak of Southwest Airlines, because they hook it up with a hangar, and they hook it up with one of those cool private planes.
It is so cool to have somebody you can just pick up the phone, hey, can I borrow y'all's plane?
Yeah, that's how it works.
Very, very much.
A lot of hard work going in there.
Sonia is in the video?
Sonia LaCour.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Shout out, Redhead.
Yeah,
you go.
Shout out, Vice President of In-Flight Operations at Southwest Airlines. You were here a couple years ago.
I sure was.
So you know how this works.
Yes, thank you for having me back.
Thanks for doing all y'all do for us.
We love it. It is our pleasure, I promise you.
I love how you guys, every time we see someone from Southwest Airlines, the first thing out of their mouth is, we are so proud to support Kids Kids.
We absolutely are. We believe in this foundation. And, you know, Southwest, we're all about heart. So we have hearts on our planes, hearts on our stir sticks, but it's people that bring that to life, and that's what we love about supporting this. It's about the heart.
You guys are ahead of the game when it comes to everything, including boarding.
Yes.
Is there any secret to getting into the A group?
For you only. Just for you. Really?
Oh, Sonia. I'm loving you right now.
Now, because I know a lot of people want to, because you guys donate your time. The flight attendants donate their time. The pilots donate their time when they fly out there and fly back. Are there a lot of pilots and flight attendants trying to get in on this Kids trip?
Highly competitive. Yes. Within minutes, those spots are secured.
They come out of retirement.
They do.
We've had a couple, right, that are retired pilots.
Or they're just instructors now, and they're like, no, man, I'm flying.
It should be some sort of battle. I mean, you know, like some sort of competition, right? That'd be fun.
Now, Sonia, as the Vice President of In-Flight Operations, do you get to pick the staff that goes on this?
I don't. I don't pick them. They are just a random selection of people who come forward first. All of them are huge hearts and ready to do it. So I know them, thankfully, and I love to see them all out there.
And right now you guys have the call center all set up with a bunch of Southwest employees.
Open and ready to go. And that's another thing. 70 people, and within minutes of announcing the time and date for that, those spots were secured as well. Within minutes.
Wow. That's awesome. Yes. Thank you, Southwest Airlines.
We do the big send-off at the private hangar at Southwest Airlines, but a lot of the families are coming in from other parts of the country and can't be there for that particular send-off. So those Southwest terminals, those cities, they make a special celebration at their gates.
Yeah.
So they get to be part of something really big. It's more than just calling Group A, Group B. They make it with the
fun and
celebration at the other cities, too.
That's right.
I love that y'all go out of your way to do that.
So do we. We have employees in every station that are equally excited about it. So although we charter from Dallas, they're coming from everywhere, and it's over 300.
And then as we taxi out from the private area, the hangar, they have the big fire trucks that do the water cannons.
Isn't that awesome?
Give a little salute to the kids. Man, everything about this trip.
They only do that for special occasions, right, when they do the fire truck.
That's very rare.
When I went to San Antonio the other week, they didn't do it for me.
No. Not for you.
Yeah, but stop in Houston, I didn't get that either.
I'm looking out the window, expecting a water cannon.
There's no toilet paper race on the plane. I was very upset.
You got to ask for that.
Yeah, because we do have fun on this plane with these kids. A lot of these kids have never been on a plane before, so naturally they're a little, they're afraid. And you guys make it so easy for them when they get off the plane. They're like, that was nothing.
Yeah.
Smooth riding.
The whole event's a wonderful
trip. Yeah, they think that was like the trip, you know?
Okay.
Well, Sonia, we really thank you guys for this partnership with Southwest Airlines. And we thank you for all you do with the call center and the private hangar and the planes. I mean, you guys don't have to do this, but you do because you guys do care about these kids.
It is our honor to be a part of something so wonderful.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
You're going to be at the party when we blast off here?
Absolutely. I wouldn't miss it.
All right. We'll see you then, Sonia.
See you.
Yes, we will. Hey, you want to give the password away, Sonia?
Oh.
Come here, Sonia. You get the honors.
We're asking for money today, but we're still giving away some money, or trying to.
Yeah, we're still giving away money with Beat the Bank
Extreme.
But you need this password that Sonia is about to give you in order to do so. What is it, Sonia?
Mm-hmm. Orlando.
Yeah. Orlando, which is where we're going, right?
Yes. That's exactly right.
That is correct. So your password is Orlando. You're going to need that to go inside one of the vaults that you get to pick, Kid Nation, when we play Beat the Bank Extreme next.
We need your help to make this year's Kids Kids trip happen. Go to kidskids.org to make a donation. Thank you for being a part of the Kid Credit Morning Show family. Every time we ask, you never let us down. It's Kids Kids Day, the one day we dedicate to raising money for our annual Kids Kids trip. You could make a $10 donation by texting KIDD to 52000 or just head to kidskids.org. This is the Kid Credit Morning Show.
And I know you're giving us money for Kids Kids on Kids Kids Day today, Kid Nation, so we want to give you a little bit of money. Why not? Beat the Bank
Extreme.
You got that password. Now it's time to call us up at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We will take caller number 7. The amount of times I've cried so far this show. It's been happy tears, though. And some, and a couple that got me with Avery. Avery got me.
Yeah.
I'll admit it.
For but sure.
We'll take caller number 7 to play Beat the Bank Extreme. Couple text messages here from Kid Nation members. Woody wrote us, you guys, and said, 6 foot, 225 pounds, double-sleeved, bearded, gym junkie. Tears in my eyes. Thanks, Avery. Yeah, it hit you too, Woody.
My man.
And our boy Nick Adams, producer Nick, had an interaction with a little boy on the text. The text says, my name is Joey Morris, I'm 8 years old, and I just donated $100 for the Kids Kids trip.
Wow.
So Nick was ballin'. Where did you get that money? You know, sure it's legit.
Absolutely.
And then Joey responded, I asked my mom for it.
So that's fine. That's a family affair.
Awesome.
Well done, Joey Morris. Thank you so much. And again, text KID 52000 is the text number.
And it's KIDD.
That's right. And let's meet another family going on this year's trip. The Dahl family. 3 kids going on this year's trip from that family. They have 10-year-old Gage, 9-year-old Piper, and 5-year-old Gentry.
All 3 of them have HPS, which is called Hermansky-Podlak syndrome. It is a genetic metabolic disorder that they inherited from us. We both carry the gene, and with every pregnancy is a 1 in 4 chance. Got all 3 of them. So what goes along with that is they are legally blind, and the subtype that they have, they will develop pulmonary fibrosis, which is a lung disease, and their only option at that point is a lung transplant. There's no cure. And Piper has, she just got diagnosed with type 1 diabetes, so she has that along with the HPS.
I don't have enough insulin inside my body, so you have to do that in the form of an injection.
For me, it's the not knowing what's going to happen in a few years, so that's my problem, I think, is just the not knowing of what their health has in store for them.
I'm going to Disney World.
Yeah.
We went to New York for an HPS conference.
Yeah, we went for a conference.
Doesn't count as a vacation, but we got to leave town.
That wasn't really, I mean, that was nothing like this.
I think Disney is a great place for them because they have such a hard time seeing. They have to get very, very, very close to everything.
I'm just looking forward to seeing their faces for the first time when they walk in there. Their excitement, making memories, being able to just, I mean, we'll be able to forget to a certain extent what's going on.
Thanks, Kid Nation.
Thanks, Kid Nation. Thanks, kids.
These are 3 kids. Can you imagine being a kid and worrying about your insulin? I don't even know we had that.
Things
they have to worry about as kids.
They're so smart.
They're so smart.
They're little doctors. Yeah, they're little med students, man. They really are. They know exactly what's going on, and they know how to pronounce words that we can't pronounce.
Uh-huh.
Well, think about your morning routine, right? Like, you get up in the morning, you make breakfast, you hustle out with the kids and go to work, go to school, and do all of that. When we've been in some of these families' homes, their kitchen counter is covered with medicine,
yep.
oxygen tanks, and so much to do before they can even get in the car and go about their day every morning.
And it's tell you, if you ask them, when's the last family vacation you guys took all together, they'll tell you.
What's that?
What is that?
We go to the hospital.
Yep.
We get too scared to leave because we need nurses. Well, the Kids Trip provides that for them. We'll have nurses. We'll have doctors
full
on
team.
Staff. And anything goes wrong, we're there for them. Everything's taken care of. You can help us out. Call the Southwest Airlines call center. That phone number is what, Jenna?
That phone number is 888-SWA-KIDZ, 888-792-5439.
We're going to keep asking you all morning long, Kid Nation, but just for now, let's take a little break for this. Amber.
Hi.
How you doing this morning?
Good, how are you?
Doing excellent. Hopefully that mascara is not running wild this morning.
Oh, it is. It always goes on these days.
Okay, well, let's see if we can get some happy tears because we are going to play Beat the Bank Extreme with you. Congratulations, you were the right caller.
Thank you.
Yay. Are you at work already?
I am just sitting here.
Okay, cool. So you're in the parking lot, ready to go. Which vault did you decide to go with?
19.
Vault number 19, let's step up to it.
Hello, please enter your password.
Orlando.
Password accepted.
Yep, that's exactly what we're going on, kids. And you gained access to vault number 19. Here's how the game works. Amber, the banker's in there with you. He gives you dollar amounts. Those increase the longer you stay in there. It all depends on how gutsy you're feeling. Because when you feel like he's gone as high as he's going to go, you yell stop for us. That's how much money you will pull out of the vault. Now, if you hear $1,000, $2,000, $5,000, or $10,000, basically, if you hear anything with $1,000 in it, you make sure you yell stop because there's only $1,000 increment in there. So as soon as you hear a number followed by 1,000, you yell stop and you pull out that maximum grand prize, okay?
Okay.
All right. Amber, you know how to play the game. Let's see if you win big. It's time to play
Beat the Bank.
$130. $200. $260. $340. $420. $450. $490. $530. $580. $650. $700. $790.
What? No, no,
what?
You didn't win.
No, yeah, close.
You're close.
I'm sorry, Amber.
Yeah, you did the opposite of winning.
But Amber, I hope you have a wonderful day at work today, and it was a pleasure talking with you.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Keep on trying, Amber. We do want to talk to you again, Al.
Yes.
You're so cold.
Did I win? I'm like, no. Pretty much did the opposite of that.
Thank you, Amber. That's just Al being Al right there. It's kids, though. We're gonna get back to the kids.
Yeah. Still feeling good.
We told you that Caroline Craddock had a surprise for us this morning, right? She's been working hard on this. And the CEO of Kids, Caroline Craddock, the daughter of Kid Craddock, who started this charity and this show, is going to be on the show next to do something special. We'll tell you what it is and show it to you. You'll get to hear it next.
The Southwest Airlines call center is open. Call 888-SWA-KIDZ to make a donation. It's Kids Day on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Yes, that little Chico Pit, Mr. 305, and you are now officially listening to Kids Day. Call now, make a donation, dial it.
Call 888-SWA-KIDZ to donate.
Dale. Well, dinero at Kids Kids. That's what Pitbull is saying. Dale means give. Dale dinero.
Dale.
Give us some money. You can text the word KID, K-I-D-D, to 52000. You can donate $10. It goes to your phone bill. You can do that up to five times. Or use the phone number that Pitbull just hooked you up with.
Mm-hmm. 888-792-5439. What did Sonya say? 70 people sitting there waiting to get your phone call? So
please call.
Call right now.
And we have a special guest in the studio right now. In fact, two special guests.
Yeah, I'm sandwiched by special guests.
Mm. I like sandwiches.
It's time for bath time with Caroline.
Aww. It's bath time with Caroline time. No.
Is that?
No.
You say that, right?
All right, we'll do a bath time with Ryan Cabrera instead. How about
that? Oh, it got weird.
Lovely. So we got Caroline Craddock and Ryan Cabrera in studio with us.
What up, dude?
What's up, man?
What up?
Hey. Hi, Caroline.
Hi.
I like your Shania Twain shirt.
Sweet, Caroline.
Very sparkly.
Shania now.
Mm-hmm. Shania now.
Thank you.
What's been going on, Caroline? I know you've been getting ready for this trip because you run the charity.
Yeah, so much. And I can't even listen to these stories. And literally, it's my job to listen to them. And it still makes me cry.
I know. Every God is good this morning.
I know.
She finally spoke.
So good.
And said, donate, please.
Yeah.
And thank you, kids. But you've been working hard on something for kids, not just the charity, but something as a gift.
Yeah, I've been working on my music career. After American Idol, I was like, okay, what am I going to do now? I have to be strategic in all this. So, of course, I called my bestie, Ryan Cabrera.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't say his name without saying both of his names. And people on Instagram give me so much crap for that.
Because it's a fun name.
Well, here's the thing.
You always call me Ryan Cabrera.
Yeah, I use your full name. Like, Ryan's one of my best friends. I'm like, Ryan Cabrera?
Yeah.
Only Ryan Cabrera. Like,
well, that's how we get the hookups.
Ryan.
Yeah.
You don't get the hookups if I'm saying, I'm coming with Ryan. Nobody cares.
So
yeah,
annoying.
I don't
know
like that.
Ryan Cabrera.
So
now we
how
care.
That one name thing doesn't work.
So I called Ryan just for advice, just to be like, what do you think I should do? How moving forward? And he went above and beyond. He was like, can you come to LA? And he was like, we're gonna work together. So it just kind of transformed from that. And so he had a song called This Love that he called me and was like, what are you going through in your life? And I was having this, you know, like long distance relationship and all this. And he was like, I have the
I was like a therapist
song.
At that moment.
At all moments. But yeah.
Well, I guess
I sat her down on the couch.
Like
and just
all
listened.
Yeah. I was like, well, you know, when you're making music, you know, especially working with somebody, you want to figure out what's going on in their life. Like, what's the truth? What's happening for real? So that way it actually, you know, is meaningful and then you believe it. And she told me the story about the guy, and I was like, oh, this guy. And then I was like, okay, I got something in mind. Come to LA, and then we're just going to start recording. And then the next thing I know, day one, we recorded This Love. It was the first thing we recorded.
Did she try singing it in an Irish accent?
Oh, how do you, what, why are you saying Irish?
Yeah, how do, what, do you,
what
you,
does what, that have to do with anything, Kelly?
About, Kelly? I don't know.
So apparently you tell everybody.
Need a fun twist.
Yeah. Now I'm outed. Cool.
Yeah, good time.
Awesome.
I don't think they're listening in Ireland.
Oh, great. This is wonderful.
Go ahead, sing it. This is a song right here. It's called This Love.
Yeah. No, but really from the moment that we were in the booth, like when you're in the booth recording, it's just a stripped down version. I looked at him. I was like, this is a hit song. Like, I can say that because I didn't write it, you know? And so I'm just so thankful. I've been crying all morning, so I'm not going to start. But he's been in my life for so.
Here's a full circle. Kid Craddock and Ryan had a really beautiful relationship.
Yeah.
In fact, Kid helped you early on in your career.
Kid was like the first person to believe, like, when no one did.
Ryan's acquired too.
I didn't have a record deal or anything. I think in like 2001 or 2002, he put me to close Jingle Ball.
Yeah.
No one even knew who I was. And he's like, you're just going to get up there with acoustic. I was like, after Destiny's Child? He's like, yeah. He's like, it'd be great.
Were you working
like,
as an intern? I'm trying to, because it's been so long. Were you working as an intern at the station or part-time at the radio station?
A different station.
But you were working in trying to just get a break.
I was in promotions, yeah.
Promotions.
I was the guy stealing all the CDs out of the closet.
Cleaning the vans and stuff.
Yeah.
He worked his way up.
I did.
Yeah, I remember.
But he put me on stage, yeah, and that was the beginning. And then he always believed in me. And whenever he came out to LA, like, he'd come to my house and be like, yo, give me advice, and just, you know, we'd be on the phone for hours talking about music and the business and where we're at. So Kid was always, you know, like my hero in the music business.
And it's that, remember that dream I had, even in my dreams when Kid visited.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
call Ryan.
That was trippy.
Oh, yeah.
And Ryan and I will talk, but it's like, what, once every couple months?
Yeah, when I come in town for Christmas, I'll hit up JC.
So it's really random that I had a dream about Kid, and that was the first time he finally spoke after he passed, and he said, how's Ryan?
And I was, and I look at my phone. I woke up that morning and I had a voicemail from Ryan Cabrera.
Yeah.
And now Ryan's helping Caroline with her music career. I mean, this is full circle.
It all happens for a reason.
It was all because of JC.
What? Yeah, JC,
you thank made you, JC.
It's not, I'm saying, Ryan and Kit have always been connected.
JC, I'm teasing.
She's kidding.
Oh, yeah.
No, Caroline, but this song.
But thank you, JC.
But you're tying in this love to Kids Kids.
Yeah,
right?
So we were, I mean, we recorded the song in April. I've been sitting on it for a very long time. Mm-hmm. And when we were talking about releasing it, I was like, it needs to be Kids Kids Day, you know, just with everything just being full circle in my life with the charity. And, my biggest thing that I want to be able to do is always tie my music back to Kids Kids. And I feel like singing is the one thing that I can, like, if I can't do anything else, I can communicate through music. And so that's kind of full circle, like where I'm going with my career. So we figured Kids Kids Day would be the perfect time to release the single.
Yep.
Caroline, do you want to introduce your single? Isn't that crazy say you're single?
My heart, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's me. No, can Ryan do it? Because I'm crying.
Okay, Ryan.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, for the very, very first time, I have the honor of introducing one of my most beautiful, amazing friends, Miss Caroline Craddock. This is This Love, her first single.
is Caroline Craddock's single.
That's a great song.
This Love.
Oh, she's crying.
Written and produced.
Very emotional.
How good is she sound?
With Ryan Cabrera.
Good. You don't have to ask me. Ask Kid Nation, bro, because damn, Caroline sounds like Kelly Clarkson. I love it.
Kelly comparison.
Kid would be so proud. I'm not crying. You're crying. No, you're crying. OMG, it's amazing. Wow. Holy crap, Caroline. The texts are coming in strong and hot.
Yeah.
Dude, she sounds so good.
How you feeling, Caroline?
I'm just so thankful that y'all gave me this opportunity to play it for you guys on Kids Kids Day, too. And it just means the world to me. I've just been working so hard on this, and I'm just so thankful. And please buy it, because the more you buy it, I'm giving all the proceeds to Kids Kids. So,
How can we buy it?
Go to our website, kidskids.org, and you'll find all the ways to stream it.
A direct link.
Yes.
Buy it.
And so please share it. That way we can take more kids on this awesome trip.
That's a good song. I mean,
it's a dang good song.
Right, right.
Thank you.
That is such a good song. Great. Hey. Caroline, will you come back a little bit later and give us a little live taste?
Yes.
A little live
taste. Once you get yourself together.
Once I get it together, if and when.
Let it sink in a little bit.
You guys, I'm not well. I'm not well.
You bring the guitar, Ryan?
Oh, I brought the git fiddle.
Of course you brought
the git. Yeah.
The git fiddle. Again, it's called This Love. Go get that song. 100% of the proceeds are going to go to Kids Kids. So whatever Caroline makes off of this song, it's going directly back into these kids and this trip that we want to take. And if you want to donate with the text, go text KID to 52000.
That's KIDD.
You've got a million ways to give. You have no excuse.
What's that Southwest Airlines phone number, Kelly, if you want to call the call center?
Oh, it's 888-SWA-KIDZ. And if you miss too much, it's 888-792-5439.
Caroline, that's a jam right there.
I'm so glad y'all love it.
I like it.
Sounds so good. Well done, Ryan. Well done, Caroline.
Awesome. Thank you.
So good. Coming up next, Caroline's probably going to be in this in the future, Showbiz Top 5.
Yes, the scandalous Showbiz Top 5. No, it's kind of fun. We've got maybe some no, baby news.
Maybe baby news
in the Showbiz Top 5.
And we got your bot password.
Hey, guys, this is Bruno Mars, and you're listening to Kids Kids Day. Call now.
888-792-5439. The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
This is Charlie Puth, and thank you for supporting Kids Kids, the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Charlie.
All right, Kid Nation, we still got Beat the Bank Extreme happening this morning for you, so you can win some money. Now, you got the password. All you need to do is call in now and try to claim your money at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We will take caller number 17 to play Beat the Bank Extreme here in a few minutes. And we also want to remind you that today is Kids Kids Day.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
This is the one day a year we take an entire show and ask you to help us out with 58 families. We're going to take them, all of them. I'm talking about mom, dad, kids, kid, brother, sister, whoever they have in the family, and take them to Walt Disney World in Orlando, Florida for 5 days of just nothing but fun.
Mm-hmm.
Everything
like the superstars they are.
Exactly. That's what we want to do. And the only way to make this happen is if we all come together in our little nation that we call Kid Nation, and we get the funds for this trip. Now, there's ways to donate by texting and calling. You can buy Caroline Craddock's new song, This Love. 100% of the net proceeds are going to go to Kids Kids for that. You can go eat at Raising Cane's today.
Yeah.
Because they're donating 15% of their net proceeds back to Kids Kids. And here's what you need to see. You need to meet these families. You need to see these pictures. You can do that as well at kidskids.org. Mm-hmm. Finally got that org on there. We have pictures and videos, and you can donate on the website. And I'm telling you, when we say this trip changes lives, we can say that all we want, but it's better when you hear it from the families. And joining us right now on the show is a family that went on the trip last year, the Keener family.
Hi.
How are you doing,
Mom?
Heather?
We're good. We're hanging in there.
Yeah.
Who
you got with you there? Dax?
This is Dax. And this is Aiden. Dax is our kids' kid.
All right.
How you been, Daxon?
Can you step up here?
Get up close to the mic.
There you go.
I guess I'm doing kind of fine.
Kind of fine. He's sick every day. Yeah. So that question's hard for him.
Sorry, but.
Now, what do you have to deal with? Ehlers-Danlos syndrome.
Very good.
Yes.
Did I pronounce it correctly?
You did.
Yep.
What does that entail, Dax? Because you're of age now, or you know basically more about medicine than we do.
Yes. Ehlers-Danlos syndrome is a connective tissue disorder.
Uh-huh.
So it makes all my joints loose. And I also have CVID, which I have to get transfusions for every 3 weeks or 21 days.
Oh, wow.
How many days would you guess that you've been in or at a hospital in your life?
A whole lot. Total?
Yeah.
Yeah.
About 3 days and a few hours.
A week.
A lot.
So basically half your life.
Yeah, we've been to about 29 specialists and 6 hospitals in the last 2.5 years.
Oh my goodness, man.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Is it tough to go to school when you have to deal with all these pain, with the pain and the hospital visits and not feeling good? Is that tough at school?
I'm homeschooled.
Okay, so that helps.
It's still tough anyway, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Did you really enjoy going on the trip to Disney?
Yes, it helps all the other kids get away from all the bills and medical stuff and the hospitals and the doctor's visits and everything. It just helps absolutely everything.
And you meet other kids, you know, that are going through maybe not the exact same thing, but that are also struggling with some health issues.
Yes, we're really close with our 2017 Kids family.
Yeah.
I think because of social media, we really have a connection. And I can honestly say that some of my very best friends now are from the trip. We are extremely close because we can really relate to one another. Shout out to y'all guys.
Yeah. I'll be honest, we have so many, kids come with everything, things we can't pronounce. And it's like, I don't know that is this a very common syndrome? Because I'm not familiar with this one.
No, it's not. It's about an incidence of 1 in 25,000, but because he has both, it's about 1 in 50 to 1 in 100,000. They really don't know. Sometimes they coincide. But
sometimes you really do feel alone because...
Oh, absolutely.
Who else is like your family situation?
Right. I mean, people try to relate in their very best hearts, but it really is hard to understand until you've really lived that life
and
that situation.
When it comes to a vacation, going on as a family... You have to think about him, and Dax has to have medical and the doctor and nurses, and this trip actually made that possible for you guys.
Oh my gosh, yes. The financial circumstances are very difficult, but even if we could afford the trip, we would be very hesitant because of not having that backing of the medical team.
Feel guilty, yeah.
Right. I mean, it would be scary not to have that there. Mm-hmm. So it was so amazing to be able to do that and just be carefree and not have to worry that there was always someone there to take care of his needs at all times.
Dax, what was your favorite part of the trip?
Definitely the people, because all of them were generous. The crew was generous. Everyone was always being nice, even the medical crew.
Yeah.
They'd always do everything that you wanted, like... Even if you weren't feeling well, they'll come to comfort you and everything.
Aww.
And it was just really nice.
You're so polite. You're so polite.
That's homeschooling, Mom. You're rocking that. He's so well-spoken. Now, Aiden, you're the big brother, and that meant a lot for you to get to go along on this trip, too, because I know a lot of times stuff is done for your brother, and you're like, well, what about me, right? But you got to go. What did you think about the trip?
Oh, I loved it. It's not just a trip for the kids. It's a trip for the entire family.
Yeah, because you deserve it. You know, I'm sure you're really helpful with your brother around the house. So this was a little vacation for the siblings as well, right?
Yeah, it's not just the kids. It's the entire family.
What was your favorite part? Yeah.
I love the Avatar ride.
Right? Yeah.
We were just talking about that,
how we can't wait to go back on that ride. Best ride at all of Disney,
so
right?
Cool.
Yes, best ride I've ever ridden.
Let me tell you, that Avatar ride, people wait in line hours and hours and hours.
But how long did we wait?
You're a kids family. What happened?
2 minutes.
Two minutes.
Yeah. And we rode it twice, back to back.
Awesome. It's the magic of kids.
Yeah. Heather, I don't think I saw your kids without a smile on their face at all.
Dax's life is actually pretty difficult. I mean, he feels flu-like every single day. He never stopped smiling. He was so sick sometimes, and it was just... There was always something. And it wasn't just him. It was everyone on the trip. You didn't have to say smile for a camera. Because everyone was always smiling all the time.
Face hurts from smiling.
Yeah. Yes.
A difficult question. What's more awesome, the kids trip or your first Fortnite win?
Obviously the kids trip.
Good answer, Dax.
We can save a lot of money just by letting the kids play Fortnite.
Yeah.
Can I just say
I'll go to JC's house.
What was that?
Can I just say thank you to everyone?
Oh,
because Kid Nation, thank you. This is a huge part of our lives, and I really don't know what it would be without this. So thank you so much.
Aww.
There you go.
It's a life changer. It really does change.
People that donate to Kids, give them a little love.
Look, you can help out these families. Call the Southwest Airlines call center. Again, that number is 888-SWA-KIDS. 888-792-5439. Or Dax, if we want to text, what do we do, sir?
Text KID to 52000 to donate $10.
That's
very good.
Taking my job over here.
Yeah. And the word is K-I-D-D. Make sure you put the two D's on there, right?
And you can do that up to five times.
Five times.
Thanks for coming to see us.
Thank you all for having us. It was wonderful. Thank
Congrats on being number one in your class, by the way. Good to see you, Dax.
Good to see you. You too, Aiden.
All right, buddy.
Thank y'all for coming in.
See you guys.
Thank you, Heather.
All right.
All right, Aiden. Have a good time, buddy. And you guys want to stick around and listen to Big Al rap real quick?
Uh-oh.
Check this out. Let's go. The Keener family helping us out right there with the song today. JJ, hello.
Hello.
How are
hello.
You doing?
I'm good. Doing good. My heart's racing.
Good, good. Oh, it should good. Be because you got in to play Beat the Bank Extreme. Congratulations.
Thank you. I can't believe it. Yeah. I've been like trying forever to get through.
It's your turn.
Yep. What are you doing right now?
I am currently working at home in Bluffton, South Carolina.
Hey.
Shout out.
Working from that home life? That's the best job right there. Working from home?
It's really tough. Really tough working in pajamas.
Being in beautiful Bluffton.
I know. Bluffton's beautiful.
Exactly. Bluffton. It's beautiful and sunny right now.
Okay, good.
Now, which vault did you decide to go with, JJ?
35.
Vault number 35. All right, let's step up to that vault.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Avatar.
Password.
Boom!
Good password.
That was the favorite ride right there. That's Aiden's favorite ride. You knew it. All right, JJ, here we go. You have gained access into the vault. Here's Kelly Raspberry to tell you how we play the game.
Yeah, we're going to put you in that vault with the banker. He's going to call out dollar amounts that will steadily increase. Mm-hmm. Your only job is to yell stop before the vault door closes. Now, the dollar increments could go as high as $1,000, $2,000, $5,000. Maybe you'll be the lucky one to have that $10,000 vault. We don't know. But if you hear any dollar amount that ends in the word thousand, yell stop, because that's as high as it's going. You got it?
I got it. Al, how are you feeling on this?
Nobody asked that anymore.
No one's asking me that. And you know what? Just because you ask, I'm feeling a lot better now. So I think you should have some guts and go for it.
All right.
Go with
you
your gut feeling, though, JJ.
You think is best.
That advice does not come with a money back guarantee.
Al does not know.
Let's see how this goes. Let's play. Beat the bank.
Extreme. 110. 140. 150. 230. 270. 350. 460. 550. 620. 720.
$720.
She can't handle the pressure.
$720.
$720
is nothing to sneeze at.
No.
My boy Dax was ready to bail out around
500. Yeah. All the kids in the halls, they were all freaking out.
Yeah.
$720 for you, JJ. What you going to do with that money? Buy yourself something nice?
We are going on a vacation, my husband and I, in December, and so it's going on that.
Awesome. There you go.
Good deal.
Well,
good deal.
You guys have a blast. Just for fun, you got $720. Let's see how high it would have gone.
830.
It's going.
Uh-oh.
1,000.
Awesome.
You got most of it.
Wow, your radar was accurate.
Well, I've been on today.
Well done, good sir. And JJ, you enjoy that money. Wonderful talking with you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you have a good work. Good day at work.
You're doing a good job today.
In your pajamas.
Thank you so much, JJ. You hold on for us. We'll get you all set up with your money. And don't worry, Kid Nation. We got another round of Beat the Bank coming your way tomorrow morning, 7:10 and 8:10 Central's when we hook you up with those passwords. And coming up next, it is Kids Day. We played you Caroline Craddock's new song, This Love. Mm-hmm. You heard the studio version. And now she's going to come in here with Ryan Cabrera, and give us a little live taste.
Oh, nice.
A little live taste of her song. Happy Kids Kids Day, everyone. You'll get to hear that next.
The Southwest Airlines Call Center is open. Call 888-SWA-KIDZ to make a donation. It's Kids Kids Day on the Kid Craddock Morning Show. You never let us down. It's Kids Kids Day, the one day we dedicate to raising money for our annual Kids Kids trip. You could make a $10 donation by texting KIDD to 52000 or just head to kidskids.org. This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
You can also call the Southwest Airlines Call Center if you want. You're sitting there in your car wanting to talk to somebody, they got you. 888-SWA-KIDS is the phone number with a Z. Kids with a Z. That's 888-792-5439. And for the last hour, the text has been blowing up with texts like these from Francesca. No joke, my cat Sansa, that never sits still in the morning and is always farting around the house, stopped everything to sit next to my radio and would not move for Caroline's song.
Oh, wow.
Johan wrote and said, good morning. You guys have a 6'1", 260-pound truck driver in tears with that song. Caroline, you have a beautiful voice to go with that beautiful heart.
Oh.
Gareth, oh, that's back-to-back dudes. Gareth wrote and said, Caroline, great song. I'm a 200-pound Welsh rugby player in Dallas. Guys, just want to tell you how much
everyone weighs. Do we need to know how much everyone weighs?
They just want to show you.
Okay.
What's up, girls? Okay. Basically, what
you have women doing that. Hi. Yeah. I'm 5'6", 132
pounds. Yeah.
And I love Caroline's
right,
too.
Right.
And I'm crying my eyes out that you're crying your eyes out.
Aww.
Yeah. I'm JC. I also am 200 pounds, and I loved Caroline's song. But so many people were asking about your song that you can now purchase.
Yes.
And the proceeds will go back to Kids Kids.
Mm-hmm.
But we wanted to hear a little live version, so you brought our buddy Ryan Cabrera along.
Yeah, he's pretty decent at guitar, so I figured I'd let him.
You okay without a mic, Ryan?
Yeah, I'm cool, dude.
All right, bro. Will you guys play the song for us?
We will.
Do we need to hear anything? Any guitar? Give us a little taste, Ryan. Oh, there it is. That's the guitar.
Oh.
That is a guitar, Al.
Nice, yeah. Nice.
All right. We are ready when you're ready.
Places, distance, empty. Way back home.
10,000 miles and it's still strong. There's just no way, no home, no way without us. Yeah, when two worlds collide and disappear, you make the seconds feel like years. There's just no way, no way, no way without us. And this love, and this love, and this love, and this love.
Nice. So those are the goosebumps that the American Idol judges talk about when they hear somebody sing like that.
Beautiful.
Thank y'all.
Caroline, your dad would be so freaking proud of you right now.
Thank you.
And the Kid Nation agrees. Oh my gosh, who is that? That's Caroline freaking Craddock.
Hit me.
That's Caroline Craddock. I mean, you're getting nothing but love about this song right here.
I'm so thankful.
Good job playing the guitar, Ryan.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, good job. Caroline, we can get this song.
Yes, go to kidskids.org. 100% of the net proceeds will go to the charity. So please share the song. There's lots of ways you can donate today.
Yeah, we need you. Seriously, we need you because without your money, we can't make this trip happen. I mean, as much as we would like to be able to pay for this trip, we in radio, so we not really.
Yeah.
So we would like for you to help us out. There's plenty of ways. Again, you can go eat at any Raising Cane's location.
And what do I say about that?
What?
Calories don't count.
Calories don't count when it's for
charity. When they're for charity.
You're right, Caroline. It's true.
So listen to my song on the way to Raising Cane's.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And then when you get to your parking spot, because you don't drive in text.
Uh-huh.
To donate.
Yeah, you can text the word KID, K-I-D-D, to 52000. You donate $10, goes to your bill. You can do that up to five times. And
then
again,
if you do that, go into Raising Cane's.
And get yourself some food.
Get some food. 15% of that money goes to kids as well.
The net proceeds today.
Yeah. And the Southwest Airlines call center is also open right now for you to call in at 888-792-5439. How long can we call this number for?
All day.
All day long.
Till noon central.
Till noon central.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
All day till noon central.
All day till noon central.
We all know when Caroline says all day, it's till noon.
Yep.
Central.
And at Raising
Cane's. That's nap time.
That is nap time.
You can make an additional donation. They have another button that you can make. You can say, hey, I want to donate additional money.
You're going back to Raising Cane's.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can do that, too. We didn't mention that all day.
I like to go back.
Yeah.
You know, that's what you do.
And then get back in the car and put the song back on.
Yeah, there you go. Caroline Craddock, well done, man.
Thank y'all so much.
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars, and you're listening to Kids Kids Day. Call now.
888-792-5439. The Kid Craddock Morning Show.